something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Foundations refers to principles. Principles. Institution of truths. It says Abraham was looking for a city that had principles of truth, a system of truths, whose builder and maker is God. He didn't want to, you see, when he said he was looking for a city, he wasn't looking for a city in the world, because the world, these cities were made by men with the laws of men. But he was looking for a city. That's why the Bible says he went out not knowing where he was going. He acted on God's word when God said, go, I will show you a place. I will show you a place. Did Abraham ever find the place? The Bible says in all of Abraham's journey, God never gave him a place that was large enough to set his foot on. Which means that what the city that Abraham was looking for was not in the earth. Until God said, look toward the north and the south and the east and the west. As far as your eyes can see, that I've given unto you. And Abraham looked everywhere. And what Abraham saw included the world and beyond. The Bible says God willed the world to Abraham. And that was not enough. Because Abraham was looking for a city that had principles of life, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham's city. No wonder the Bible says he's a father of faith. Abraham was looking for a city whose foundations were made by God. And the Bible says God's foundations, his foundation is in where? The holy mountains. And where? The city Abraham was looking for was the city of Zion. He said, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. This is the city that Abraham was looking for. And he saw it by faith. In Hebrews chapter 12. Sovra Magista. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 22. The Bible says, but ye, brothers and sisters, but ye are come, ye have arrived unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are registered in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Somebody say hallelujah. Ye are come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the city that Abraham was looking for, the city of which he says, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Do you belong in that city? If you belong in that city, live like one, think like one, talk like one. Go back in there, Psalm 87. Woo-hoo. Psalm 87, verse 3. He says, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. If you're a member of that city, glorious things are spoken of you. Glorious things are spoken of you. Glorious things are. Why don't you find out about what these glorious things are? You know, some people like to reproach us, but we're irreproachable. Hallelujah. So magida. Glorious things, verse 3. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I want you to understand this. I will make mention of Rahab. That's a symbolic name for Egypt. I will make mention of Rahab in Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Woo! This man was born there. He says, I'll make mention of great cities, great nations, Egypt, Babylon, Philistia, Tyre. This man was born there. Like somebody says, yeah, I was born in Britain. I was born in America. I was born in Switzerland. You know, people, they like to talk about their earthly nationality. This man was born there. I'll boast of these ones. Yeah, he was born there. He's British. He's American. He's Lebanese. This man was born there. Come with me. Verse 5. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he rounded up the people. That means when he records, when he accounts, when he numbers the people, that this man was born there. Oh God. You know what he's talking about? Oh. Oh, glory to God. You know, I think through the word, and say, Father, I was born in Zion. It says, the Lord shall count when he numbers the people, that this man was born there. The day you were born, your mother wrote in your certificate the city in which you were born. When you were born again, God wrote the date that you were born in Zion. In his record, you were born in Zion. This thing we're talking about is real. You know, but some of us have functioned so much in the word that we don't recognize spiritual truths. We take the worldly things as though that's what's real, and fail to open our spirits to what God says. Says the Lord shall count when he rided up the people, that this man was born there, born in Zion. Ye are come, ye have arrived. You belong in Zion. You belong in the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And in that place, there are foundations, principles of life, a system of truths. God's spirit is upon you. Amen. And his mighty presence is working in your life. Amen. His grace is multiplied in your life. Amen. Be successful everywhere you go. Be prosperous everywhere you go. The wisdom of God is functioning for you, working for you. You will speak as the oracle of God. In the name of Jesus. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No power can overcome you. Because the Spirit of God is working in your life. Promotion is yours. Increase is yours. Progress is yours. Health is yours. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every hindrance on your way is removed in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle is removed in the name of Jesus. You are making progress. You are moving forward. In the name of Jesus, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Speak in other tongues right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Speak in other tongues. Thank you, Lord.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 leveled radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kingston, Jamaica, 118 Waltham Park Road. Worship with us on Sundays by 10 a.m., Wednesday 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +1-877-686-6305-7, +1-877-659-09792, or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your kindness, for your love, for your grace, for your presence with us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher, our guide, our instructor. Thank you for opening our hearts to the kingdom of God. Thank you for helping us understand the scriptures. Thank you for filling us with your divine presence. We're grateful to you. We're thankful that we can receive the word, that we can acknowledge your truth. Thank you for your grace.
And now again, our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God. We receive it gladly with faith and meekness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. First Peter chapter 2, from verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, and that means living stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And it was something along the lines of our priesthood and sacrifices. And I'll tell you why that is important. You know, we have come to Christ. We say that we are children of God because that's what the Bible says we are. And God does so many things for us. He blesses us in so many different ways. So our lives are full of testimonies. Is that right? But then, what do we do for the Lord? What is our own responsibility? What does God expect of us? What does God want? I always had those concerns. You know, for many years, while growing up, I always thought about what is it we do for God? You know, some people think God is there to answer our prayer. They think that's what he exists for. God doesn't exist for us. We exist for God. He doesn't live for us. We live for him. He's not there for us. We are here for him. And we need to realize this. If we change our thinking along these lines, it'll change our attitude and our way of life and our expectations. Hey, who made who? We didn't make him. He made us. We're not the ones that have a purpose for his life. We don't have a plan for God. It's God who has a plan for us. Because he put us here. So the question we ought to be asking is, why am I here? See, what's the purpose for my life? What does God want of me? Why weren't you still born? Why didn't you die at birth? Why didn't you die when you were growing up? Why are you still here? Not because you're better than others. So you ought to make up your mind, there must be a reason for you still being here. And if there's a reason for you being here, fulfill it. But you know, there are a lot of people who are, they were raised selfish, born selfish, self-centered. All they think about is their own life. All they think about is themselves. Their prayer is full of requests for themselves. All they have ever thought about is themselves. Don't be that kind of a man or woman. All they think about is themselves. What a life. What a wasted life. People who always only think about themselves, what they want for themselves, everything they've ever done for themselves, all the time. Now, you know, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and I'll read to you from verse 14 into verse 15. It says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." That Jesus died for all of us, everybody, so that those who live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto the one who died for them. If you truly believe in Jesus Christ and that he died for you, he says that you ought to live for him. You ought to live for him. Because the only reason you live today is because of him. And if you believe that, then you live for him. Praise God. And so, our understanding of God's requirements can help us in our way of life. I explained something. I said, what is God's dream? What is his dream? And we read from Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. You remember? When he said to the children of Israel that if they would obey him, he would make out of them a kingdom of priests, if they would obey his commandments. And then we talked about the fact that over in the New Testament, the gospel came to us without our having to obey his laws. He brought the gospel to us, that in Christ Jesus, life has been given to us. And that if we will accept his lordship and come into his kingdom by virtue of the lordship of Jesus Christ, then we become a kingdom of priests. And so we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, let's go back there, verse 9, where he said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." That's a kingdom of priests. Royalty. That's a kingdom of priests. This is a royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. That he should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. Which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Oh, glory to God. Wonderful. And so we read in that verse 5 of the same chapter, the same book, "Ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." So, he expects us to offer spiritual sacrifices.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life
by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kingston, Jamaica, 118 Waltham Park Road. Worship with us on Sundays by 10 a.m., Wednesday 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call plus 1-877-686-6307 or plus 1-877-659-09792 or email us at info@loveworldradiantatworks.org. God bless you.